This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri prisoners hope Governor Mike Parson is thinking about them this holiday season. Right before Christmas is a popular time to release inmates. There are 3,500 clemency applications awaiting action from Parson. As St. Louis Public Radio's Julie O'Donohue reports, families are waiting to see if the governor will act in the next few days.
Jane Watkins was only 16 when her mother, Patty Pruitt, went to prison. Pruitt was convicted of killing her husband in 1984. She says she's innocent, and Watkins never believed her mother killed her father. So the women remain close, despite being separated. But Watkins chafes at the rules she has to follow when she goes to visit her mom in prison. They can only hug twice, once at the beginning of the visit, once at the end.
Occasionally the guards will tell us that we laugh too loud. We're loud laughers. So, and I'm like, wouldn't it be nice to just hug my mom as much as I want and laugh as loud as I want? And just, that'd be so nice.
Pruitt is one of thousands of people waiting on clemency from the governor. In his 18 months in office, Parson has neither approved nor denied any of the thousands of requests for clemency, with the exception of one. He declined to halt an execution in October. In a written statement, Parson's office says he has not acted because he is establishing a review process for the clemency files. He inherited most of his cases from previous governors. State Representative Tracy McCreary, a Democrat from St. Louis County, is sympathetic to the governor, but she says it's unfair to let clemency requests stall for years.
I can't imagine what it would be like to be the chief executive of a state and to have that kind of backlog, but I'm confident he has a really good staff around him, but I don't know why they haven't taken any steps yet, because within that 3,500, there have to be some very obvious people that are deserving.
Missouri governors have granted clemency almost 400 times in the last 40 years, but they've rejected 5,600 requests in the same time frame. Hundreds of other cases, like Pruitt's, just haven't been acted on either way. McCreary says concerns about political fallout tend to loom over clemency decisions.
I think sometimes when governors think they're going to have a political future after their governor, they're hesitant to do these things.
Recent governors have approached clemency differently from each other. Jay Nixon, a Democrat, granted clemency in 110 cases, the most of any governor in 30 years. But he shied away from giving relief to people convicted of violent crimes. Republican Eric Greitens was more willing to release people convicted of murder. He granted clemency to some women who killed their abusive partners. And Bob Holden, a Democrat, granted clemency 45 times. But he says he wishes he had done more.
You want to try to identify the people that deserve to have a chance to get out. But you sure don't want to make a mistake, because if you make a mistake, then that's part of your legacy for the rest of your life.
Like Greitens, Parson has a chance to release survivors of domestic violence and assault if he wants. St. Louis University law professor John Amon represents women who killed their abusers and are still behind bars. He says he's had good conversations with Parson's staff about those women's situations already. Amon says the perspective on domestic violence has shifted since many of his clients were convicted in the 1980s.
We're convinced that if the same facts happen today that happened 30 years ago, these women, they may not be convicted at all. They may not be charged. But even if they were convicted, they might serve 10 years for a manslaughter charge or something like that.
Pruitt is not a survivor of domestic violence, but her attorney met with Parson's staff last year. That makes her daughter hopeful. She's trying to prepare her mother for a homecoming, whenever that might be.
So I've sent her videos of everything from the front door on. Like, this is the house, and then into the house, and then this is the entry, and then this is the living room, this is the kitchen, to try to get her a little familiar or know what to expect. And she loved that.
They're just waiting to see what the governor will do. I'm Julie O'Donohue, St. Louis Public Radio.